You're in customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Cindy Goodboo-Schultz, and I have a charge on my account for $24.99, and I was wondering if somebody could have helped me with that, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me this one brief moment, all right?
Okay.
Let's see. Your first and last name, along with that billing address, for security purposes, please.
It would be Cindy Goodboo-Schultz.
Billing address?
8865 Rose City Road. And that would be Hale, Michigan, 48739.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken with the other company. And with that survey did come along EvoTrainer. We are EvoTrainer. We are the app that provides easy-to-follow training workout videos. We understand if you did not order EvoTrainer, just came along with that survey. And we are able to reduce it down to $15 a month if you would like to give us a try.
No, I never approved for that, and I need to have a refund, please.
We understand that you did not order EvoTrainer. It automatically came along with that survey, so it was pre-authorized. We are able to reduce it now to $7 a month if you would like to give it a try.
No, honey, I'm not even in your area, and
it's an app. You have to download
lawyer.
It. I'm sorry?
I said, no, I'll just dispute this with my lawyer because I had some fraud charges on my accounts, and they're handling it, so they had me call these people first to see what they were.
Okay, no problem.
My identity was, my card was taken, so I need to have it refunded, or my attorney will handle it with the rest of them.
No problem. So, yes, ma'am, just to be sure, so you don't have these already in dispute, do you?
They told me to call first, and then if nothing was resolved, they get added to the rest of the cards from my stolen ID card.
No problem. That's what I was trying to assist you with, ma'am.
Well,
so I have to ask these questions.
My,
I'm not selling you anything, ma'am. We have to ask. Yes, ma'am. I have to ask these questions. This is my job. I have to do this. So, yes, ma'am, I'm canceling the account, and you will be receiving an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours, 3 to 5 business days for the findings to fall back into your account, or however long it does take your bank to release the findings. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Now, is the refund in full?
Why? It's a $24.99 charge.
Okay, that'd be perfect. And, yeah, what's the – I give them the – for confirmation, that fan?
That is She is in Charlie, 505-820.
C and Cindy, 505-820?
That is correct.
Okay, and I'm being refunded in how many business days?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I need? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Amia.
Amia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amia, and so you're saying in 3 to 5 business days, I'm going to have my full amount returned for the
24.99.
Okay, so thank you, and I will tell my attorney that one is being handled.
Thanks for calling customer service.
All right, honey, bye-bye.